job, but I can look after myself, you know that.
She's tough. She's scared about something. Given Hanson's job, we've got hundreds of people who could be holding a grudge. I cut the list to two. The first is Wheeler, her co-counselor. Well, they dated for a few months last year. She broke things off.
You got time to talk?
I'm going to buy you dinner.
Busy, another time?
Is something wrong? I've been noticing my way of it.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
And 40% of murders involve some kind of romantic relationship. Wheeler's divorced, one kid, partial custody, alimony, career stalled. The second person I'm looking into is Lawrence Pope, the man Hanson is currently prosecuting. Pope's on trial for killing his friends in a drug deal gone bad. Stole $500,000 in cash. Pope's gang may be targeting her for reprisal.
When we got there, the scene was colorful. Five dead. One of them had managed to crawl 10 feet to a phone at dial 911.
Detective Fusco, when you interviewed Mr. Pope, what did he tell you in his defense?
He said that if he had shot the poor bastard, he would have shot him in the head, quote, same as I always do, unquote. Said he wouldn't have left him there half-dead blubbering for his girlfriend.
No more questions, Your Honor.
Detective, you went a little off-script in your testimony. You never told me about that conversation, and it could clear Pope's name.
What's it matter? We got the guy.
Well, it matters because it's my job to make absolutely sure that the wrong people don't go to jail. Do you remember?
Excuse me, I thought we were on the same team.
Something's gone wrong with our case.